I'm calling the Education Committee to order. It is 8 a.m. on Monday, February the 12th, 2024. Committee members present today are Representative McKay and my co-chair, Representative Ruffridge, and myself, Representative Allard. I'm going to take a brief at ease. Thank you. To conduct our business. I'd like to remind the committee members and those in the audience to silence and turn off your cell phones. The staff will be assisting us today are Linda Jensen with House Records, Susan Quigley with the LIO, and Rose Larson, House Committee 8. We have two items on the agenda today. Representative Prox has joined us. Thank you, Representative Prox. SB 13 University Textbooks Materials, cost by Senator Myers, and HB 55 Extend Workforce Invest on Board Allocations by Representative Carrick. The first item up is our SB 13 University Textbooks Materials by Senator Myers. This is the second hearing on the bill, and we have already heard the sponsor's presentation and taken public testimony. Our office did not receive any amendments by the deadline. At this time, do members of the committee have any questions for the sponsor? Senator Myers. Do you have any closing remarks?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just as a reminder, this bill has got just a simple concept. We're trying to give students as much information as possible to financially plan as they're signing up for their classes. It's copied from policy that's making its way around the country. We're definitely not a lone wolf on this one, and just appreciate the committee support.
Thank you, Senator Myers. This brings the bill before the committee. Is there further discussion of the bill? Anyone? Okay. Hearing none, can I have someone move a motion? Chair here. SB 1333-LS0360/A with attached fiscal notes from the committee.
Thank you. I will move Senate Bill 13, Work Order 33-LS0360/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you, Representative Ruffridge. We will take a brief at ease to sign the bill documents. The House Education Committee will come back to order. The second item is HB 55. The next item today is HB 55, Extended Workforce Invest Board Allocations by Representative Carrick. This is the second hearing on the bill, and we have already heard the sponsor's presentation. Brief at ease. Calling the Education Committee back to order. At this time, I'd like to open up the floor for public testimony. Is there anybody in the room who would like to publicly testify on HB 55? Okay, not seeing or hearing anyone. Is there anybody online who would like to testify on HB 55? Do we have a Charles Edwardson? Is he one that wants to testify? Mr. Edwardson, are you online right now?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Charles Edwardson. I'm the director of the Prince of Wales Vocational, Technical, and Education Center. We are currently running under Generation Southeast. It's a division of Tlingit Ngāhaira Central Council. 2 minutes is not a long time. I'll try. We've been waiting for 20 years to be heard down here at Southeast on this issue. Prince of Wales, if you're not familiar, first let me back up. I will sacrifice some of my time to thank you all for all the work you do on our behalf. I know you guys have a difficult job, and we do appreciate it. All across the state. Prince of Wales is an economic hub. We have a state-sponsored regional training center that was completed in 2014. It was through the capital appropriations process that the city of Kuwak was granted $3.5 million to build a regional training center in the effort to meet the workforce demands in southern southeast Alaska. We've been up and running and self-supporting since 2014. It's been very difficult. It's been very taxing on the community, but we've done it. We've created mariculture classes, timber classes, second growth, and the opportunity to get into this TVEP funding has not presented itself because of the reauthorization process. And to simply reauthorize it, to reauthorize it right now, considering the audit, I think would not serve Alaska well. I don't want to hammer on the audit too much. We could do that for hours. But it mentions distribution.
Mr. Edwardson, can you please wrap up your testimony?
Oh, I'm sorry. 2 minutes went quickly. I really need to be there in person, but I do support reauthorization with some amendments. I do think that there should be consideration of the broader region, and I do know the importance of reauthorizing HB 55, but without supplementals, I think we'd be in the same position that we've been in for 20 years. I think it needs to be relooked at.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. I do apologize, but your testimony time is up.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm sorry.
We do have a question for you, though.
Sure.
Thank you. Go ahead, Representative Ruffridge.
Thank you, and thank you for your testimony. I guess you had said at the beginning you had waited 20 years for the testimony, or the chance to speak. Is that so? You're not currently receiving funds under this program, is that correct? And you are hoping to receive funds under this program?
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. I've been around a long time, I'll tell you. Back when Parnell was governor, I was appointed to the AWIB board. I've been in workforce development for 30 years. We've been aware of this funding for quite some time. As I said, we're up and running. We're not looking for folks to, you know, start a program for us. We're not looking for folks to fully support us because we've been up and running, but we are looking to come alongside the state of Alaska. And last time we heard about this reauthorization, I guess 10 years ago, the same things were being said as probably are being said today, that we will reauthorize the bill and then we will look at how to correct it. But the problem with that is that it takes, you know, multiple years to wait for the reauthorization. And representatives do come and go through elections, and sometimes it's probably unintentionally, but it seems that Southeast Alaska gets overlooked. So we would like the opportunity, and through a competitive bid process, I would even invite that. If there was a supplemental that would reauthorize this for, say, 1 year, I could see why that would be necessary to reorganize, get it under the AWIB board for under their purview, look at competitive bids across the region, across the whole state, and at least give us the opportunity to be competitive. And it's not a large pot of funding. I really feel for you guys. There should be $25 million in this account, and all regional training centers should not have to be bidding against each other. We're all in this together trying to address a state problem. So, yes, I would like to be included in it. And through a competitive bid process, I think that would be pretty awesome. Again, we've been up and running since 2014. But,
Mr. Edwardson, sorry for interrupting you, but Representative Ruffridge does have a follow-up question.
Rogers, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for your answer. I'm sorry, I missed at the beginning what the name of your center was. If you could provide that for me again, I would appreciate
it. Okay.
That.
It was previously known as the Prince of Wales Vocational Technical Education Center. It was built with a capital appropriations process. It was a 501c3 was developed by the community volunteers on the island. And most recently, we have had the great opportunity to come under the administration of Generation Southeast, It's the division, Workforce Development Division for Clinton Haida Central Council. And we have a location in Juneau and in Kowak, and they're regional training centers that are open to the public. And but you guys that have been there a while might remember it as Prince of Wales Vocational Technical and Education Center.
Thank you, Mr.
And we're located in Southeast Alaska. And essentially, it's a hub. It's a kind of centralized in the island communities, and it was chosen for its central location for the construction of the school.
Okay, just one last question, if you mind.
Yes, please.
Thank you. So, could you just give me a brief description of the vocational and technical education opportunities at that facility?
Certainly. Yes, we have. Most recently, we had a 100-ton course, which, if you know the region, we're maritime based. So, and the Forest Service and the Tongass National Forest, a large portion of it's on Prince of Wales. So we are tailoring our training specifically for the industries that are coming up in the region, mariculture, the kelp farming, and second growth, sawyer training. We have a CDL program. I just recently got a grant for a $150,000 CDL virtual reality simulator. A huge need for commercial driver's license holders across the state. And as I said, we're accessible to Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Metlakatla, Heidelberg, just the southern southeast region in general. We are also developing a partnership with the Forest Service under a SAS grant for trails restoration. We are going to be developing maritime marine environmental monitoring. Of course, the Construction Academy. I was in the past, I ran the Construction Academy in Ketchikan. That was state-funded as well. But the Construction Academy, CDL training, all the relevant training that we've identified in partnership, by the way, with the Department of Labor. We had them over on the Prince of Wales Island for over a week doing a employer assessment on who they want, what they need in skills. And we've got data and a data set where we can tailor our training to just about anything that's in demand for specifically our region. We don't just put in classes to put on classes. We identify employers that would possibly hire out of these classes, work in partnership with them. In regards to the Construction Academy, I'll probably use, as I did in Ketchikan, actual contractors that come in and help administer the training. We are ACP approved, Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education. Also, we have the NSER curriculum, core curriculum, Carpentry 1 and 2. I work in partnership with Colin Stewart up there at Avtech. We have a great working relationship trying to find instructors. So we're sharing instructors. I became an instructor myself because instructors are really hard to find.
Mr. Edwards, thank you very much for your answers. I'm going to let you be able to send it to I don't know where our email is. But you can also give your final testimony, any other words that you need. You can email it to our staff. Will that be something that you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, and okay. Sorry for my enthusiasm. Like I said, we've been waiting a long time. I really appreciate you guys' attitude and the extra minutes. So I do appreciate it, and I respect your time. So I will. And if anybody needs to follow up with questions with me, my email address is cedwardson@clinkettandhida.gov.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Is there anyone else in the audience or online wishing to testify? Hearing none, public testimony is now closed. Having heard the presentation, we will hold HB 55. I'm setting up an amendment deadline for HB 55 for Tuesday, February 13th at 5 p.m. I know that sounds like it's coming quick, and I know that to the committee, but having heard the presentation and holding it, we will be rolling out a CS on our next meeting. My staff will send it to you as soon as it is available to review. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 14th, to continue the work on HB 55, having concluded our business for today at 8:19, we are adjourned.